Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And yesterday for the Marlins, they faced off against division rival, the Washington Nationals, in what was another crazy game for the Marlins. And it was a pitching matchup going into that game one to really keep an eye out for, as the Marlins brought out Jesús Luzardo, who went up against Marlins killer Eric Fedde. Fedde has just been insane against the Marlins this season. You know, against every other team, his ERA is not the best. It's anywhere between 5 and 6, but when he faces the Marlins, he becomes Max Scherzer for the Nationals. He's just been insane against the Fish, and it was just another game like that yesterday. As for Fedde, he finished up the game with 5 innings pitched, 4 hits, 4 runs, 2 of them were earned, 5 strikeouts, 0 walks. Marlins just, I don't know, they really can't really hit against this guy. It's pretty difficult for them to score runs, especially, you know, 4 runs, 2 earned, but 5 strikeouts, they can't walk against him in 5 innings. It was really difficult for the Marlins every time they have to face Fedde. Marlins have Jesús Luzardo, who, well, had another Jesús Luzardo game. And maybe for some of you who may not know what type of game that is, it's a game, 4 innings pitched, 6 hits, 5 earned runs, 2 strikeouts, 4 walks. When you're giving up more walks and strikeouts, if you're doubling the amount of strikeouts to walks, it's just not good. 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, it's not something you want to see from a guy who you traded for and gave away, you know, Starling Marte, who's just been one of the best players all around in baseball this season, stealing bases, hitting for average. He's had a really great year, and just, you know, you trade that away, the leader, and you get someone. No, Jesús Luzardo has his good qualities, but man, those bad ones really outshine the good. And when you see Jesús Luzardo, it makes you wonder if he's a better fit for maybe a reliever role, or maybe even a closer. You know, you could bring out someone like Luzardo, have him close, would be really good. Kind of like the Marlins did with Zach Thompson, going from a starter to a reliever. Even though he kind of did both in the minors, he's really shined in the reliever role. He's not been bad. He's been pretty good. But for this game, it started out interesting. The first inning, Marlins were down, as you know, were down early. After the first inning, it was 2-0 after a Keeper Ruiz single. Brought in Juan Soto, brought in Lane Thomas. Lane Thomas went out to hit his 6th home run of the year in the top of the 2nd. But then we get to the 3rd. This is where things get interesting, as Jazz Chisholm hit a home run to right field. And then we got a Jesús Sánchez home run, his 13th on the year. And this has been a Jesús Sánchez game. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And then after 3, the Marlins were up, tied actually, 3-3 after 3. As it's just one of those games back and forth, especially between these two teams. And then you mentioned by Jesús Sánchez. Jesús Sánchez had an incredible catch.
Sánchez. Oh, boy! He caught it with his bare hand! He overran it and caught it with his bare hand! You've got to be kidding me!
That's not how it works!
Look at this!
It's Kevin Mitchell all over again. Are you kidding me? Yeah, he did. He overran the baseball, and the only thing he could do was stick his bare hand up to make the catch, and he did. Look, Mom, no glove.
It was insane catch. This catch has been on ESPN. It's been on Bleacher Report. It's just all over Twitter. It's probably one of the best catches by the Marlins this season. Maybe even the last couple years. It's just incredible when someone catches a bare hand, because that must hurt. You have the glove and bare hand. Just incredible by Jesús Sánchez. He had himself a game. But if we go back to this game, another score. You know, Keeper Ruiz had another single, scoring 2. Luis Garcia hit a home run, you know, and then after 5, it was not looking great for the Marlins, as after the top of the 5th, it was 6-3. But who comes? Jazz Chisholm. He hits his 17th home run of the year, a two-home run game, and has just been incredible. Especially this game, he had a lot more to say as the game progresses. And we're going to skip a little ahead to the bottom of the seventh, because this is where things heated up for Miami, because they needed a run, and they needed it badly. They scored three in the seventh. They had Miguel Rojas, who grounded out, brought in Nick Fortes. Jazz Chisholm had a sac fly, which brought in Eddie Alvarez. Brinson reached on an error. And then, knowing the Marlins and Nationals, went to extra innings. And it was just incredible. It was 7-7. It was a hitter's matchup. They combined and totaled for 20 hits on this game. And then when we get to the 10th, who else? It's his game. Jazz Chisholm scored off a wild pitch. It was just insane watching that. And you might be wondering maybe some of the stats, how it looked for Miami. Well, really great games coming. First off, Jazz Chisholm, two hits, three RBIs, two home runs, bumping his ERA, or I should say average, to 2.54. And then another one, Jesus Sanchez, had a home run. He had two hits on the night. He has just been incredible. He has been a star for the Marlins the last couple weeks, the last couple games. And is someone that projects being the outfield, starting outfield next season. But then the rest of the team, you know, hit there, hit over there. We had Nick Fortes. We had Peyton Henry, two young catchers playing yesterday, which is really great to see. We had hometown Eddie Alvarez get a hit. And it's always great to see Eddie Alvarez get in the mix. He's a fan favorite. You know, especially his run that he had in the Olympics, bringing home the silver medal. It's great to see him in the major leagues and producing. And then we go to pitching. We mentioned Jesús Luzardo. Zach Pop pitched two innings, gave up three hits, one earned run, one walk, but kept it minimal. Zach Thompson had a whole one stat line, one hit, one earned run, one strikeout, one walk. And then Richard Blyer did good for his amount of time there. And then Anthony Bender for 1 1/3 inning, gave up one hit, one strikeout, perfect. And then to end it was Dylan Floro, gave up one hit. And the Marlins did play really good yesterday. You know, especially when you could tie up the game, take it to extras, and it's just something that the Marlins need. You know, and with this win, it's the most wins in this whole ownership since Jeter and company took over. 64 wins, the most in this regime, which maybe doesn't say a lot. You know, when you see 64 wins, that's not something that you want to be proud of, but maybe, hey, you know, it's something to look forward to. Maybe 64, maybe next year it's 84, 94, maybe. But for the Marlins, they do play tonight at 6:40 p.m. and back at again with a Rodgers and Rodgers matchup. It's Trevor Rodgers versus Josh Rodgers. Definitely a game to watch at 6:40 p.m. as it will be the second game in the matchup between the Washington Nationals and the Miami Marlins. That does it for me. But before you go, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always go fish.